你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
玛利亚怎么回答呢
？How did Mary respond?
在三十四节、三十五节，玛利亚对天使就说了。
So in verse 34, 34, she said.
她说：“我没有出嫁，怎么会有这事呢
？”She said, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?"
我没有出嫁，我怎么能够有孩子呢
？How can I have a child if I am not married?
天使就跟他讲
And the angel answered,
他讲了这个很重要的话
This is very important.
他说圣灵要临到你身上
He said the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
至高者的能力要荫庇你
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子
So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以就讲到这不是一个从人来的一个胎
SoThis is to tell us that this does not come from God and come from man.
这是从圣灵直接感孕造成的一个胎。
This is the conception is from the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道生孩子是男生跟女生要在一起才会生孩子。
We all know that men and women have to come together to for a child to be born.
这是第一次，不需要男生不需要丈夫的妈妈就可以生孩子。
This is the very first time that the conception doesn't need a daddy.
这是 miracle.
It's a miracle.
这是不能想象的事情。
It's hard to believe.
玛利亚很难想象。
Mary cannot imagine.
约瑟呢？我想更难想象。
I think it's even harder for Joseph to believe.
因为我在默想这个经文的时候，我就在想，如果玛利亚告诉约瑟，约瑟的反应是什么？
So when I was meditating on this passage, I was thinking about the responses that Joseph could have.
如果我们用今天的对话来讲的话，这圣经没有。如果我们真的要把它想象一下的话
，That's just pretend in today's conversation. This is not from the scripture.
可能玛利亚如果在今天，她就打个手机给她的丈夫叫约瑟。
Maybe Mary today.She would use her cell phone to call Joseph.
她会说
Dear
Joseph.
Dear Joseph.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
约瑟那边约瑟就想说 You what?
约瑟就会说你怎么啦
You pregnant?
你怀孕了
Who is the guy?
谁让你怀孕的
玛利亚会说 There's no guy.
玛利亚会说没有人让我怀孕
It's just pregnant. There's no guy.
我就是怀孕了。
约瑟会相信吗
？Do you think that Joseph would believe that?
很难相信。
It's hard.
因为世上没有这种事情。
Yes, there's no such thing on the world.
所以呢，约瑟呢，我相信他就在自己在想说，这个女生我怎么样要来处理
？So Joseph was thinking in his heart, how can I handle this?
所以他其实就想暗暗的呢，把他休了。
So he already has something in his mind that he was going to divorce her quietly.
圣经上说他是一个义人，他不愿明明的来羞辱他的未婚妻。
In the Bible, it says that Joseph was a righteous man, so he didn't want to put her into public disgrace.
只是想暗暗的呢，就算了，就这件事情就了了。
So he planned to just do it quietly.
大家知道在旧约的时代啊在以色列人的尤其你如果看生命记的话如果这一个已经许配的这一个妻子行奸淫的话你知道他的结果是什么吗
In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, it says that, or do you know what is the punishment for a wife that committed adultery?
生命记二十二章写得很清楚奸夫淫妇一并用石头拉到城外打死。
In Deuteronomy 22nd, it says that both adulterers, adulteress, they will be stoned to death out of the camp.
所以呢，这个时候约瑟没有做这样的事情。
But Joseph did not choose to do that.
但是呢，他就想把她休了。
But he wanted to divorce her.
直到有一天，约瑟在梦中，天使向他说话。
Until one night that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in his dream.
他叫他。Mary, Mary.
The angel of the Lord told Joseph to take Mary as his wife.
Mary, Mary. for a Merry Christmas.
取 Merry 圣诞节快乐。
If you don't, okay. 所以呢，约瑟他才恍然大悟，哦，这件事情真的是出于神。
So that's when Joseph came to his senses that this actually came from God.
所以他才接受了这件事实。
So he accepted it as a fact.
所以呢，这是一个很大很大的神迹。
It's a big miracle.
不能不是那么容易接受的。
It was very hard to accept.
但这个事情呢，是要应验在旧约里面先知以赛亚书所说的话。
But it was to fulfill the prophecy that was prophesied by Isaiah.
特别在马太福音一章二十二、二十三节那个地方，他就把它引用出来。
In Matthew 1:22-23,
他说这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，也就是神与我们同在。
So all this were to fulfill the prophets spoken by the prophets of the Lord, saying that they will be a virgin, and she will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
所以当我们在想的时候，这个事情到底，这个神迹真是很大的一件事情，是借着童女怀孕，把救主耶稣基督把他生出来。
So this sign is to fulfill the miraculous birth of Jesus by Virgin Mary.
也就是借着以赛亚的书，在七百多年前就已经写出来了，他要怀孕，借着童女怀孕生子。
And it was actually prophesied 700 years ago by Prophet Isaiah.
其实在这个当中有很大很大的一些很重要的原因。
A lot of very important reasons among this.
为什么这个救主的降生，他能够拯救我们每一个人，他需要借着童女，来生出来。
Why the Savior who is going to save many in the world, he had to be born by Virgin Mary.
首先，我们知道他要是一个救世主的话，必须要跟我们人是一样的。
First of all, if he is the savior of sinners, then he has to be like one of us.
因为人的生命才可以换人的生命。
Because one is life for life.
我打个比方，如果这边有一支麦克风。
Let me try to illustrate it using this microphone.
如果这个麦克风有人跟我借，比如说怡珍跟我借麦克风。
Say if I would like to borrow the microphone from Pastor Joe.
不小心麦克风掉到地下坏掉了。
But by accident that I dropped the microphone on the floor and it broke.
然后他还给我。
And I returned to Pastor Joe.
他说这是一个坏的麦克风，不小心被我弄坏了。他说这是一个麦克风，我不小心把它弄坏了。
And she said that I'm sorry I broke the microphone on accident.
站在我的立场呢，我送你的是一个好麦克风，现在还回来的是一个坏的麦克风，这是不能接受的。
But to me, when I lent it to you, it was a brand new, it was a good one, and now it's a broken one returned to me. I couldn't accept that.
所以，医生就想到另外的方法。
So Virginia would think of something else.
她说
，She would say,
送你一支笔行吗
？Can I pay you back with a pencil?
我送你一个橡皮擦可以吗
？Or using an eraser？
我说不，你要还我一个麦克风。
I say no, I need to have another microphone back.
所以他怎么办呢
？So what should we do？
他就去店里买一个一模一样的麦克风回来还我。
So she will go to the store and buy an exactly the same microphone.
那我就可以得到平安了。
So I will have peace in my heart.
所以。麦克风才能换麦克风。
So microphone for microphone.
所以耶稣基督一定要成为人，才能够换我们每一个人的生命。
So Jesus had to be a human being in order to use his life for our life.
他是完完全全的神，但是成为完完全全的人，披上人的形象，能够换我们每一个人的生命。
So he's fully God and he was fully man. So he could exchange his life for us.
所以他要生出来。
So he had to be born.
从小长到大，跟我们人一模一样，完完全全的人。
He had to grow up from a baby to an adult.
但是他的生呢，为什么要借着玛利亚童贞女把他生出来呢？
But why his birth had to be go through the Virgin Mary?
他不能用一般正常的夫妻生出来吗？
How come he could not be born just in the regular human being marital relationship?
但是我们知道，必须是一个无罪的人才能够拯救一个无罪的人。
Because we all know that it has to be a sinless man who can be the savior of the world.
所以这一个麦克风必须是好的麦克风，他不能拿另外一只坏的麦克风来跟我换。
So in the story earlier, that the microphone had to be the new one in order to replace the old one.
就是一个好的麦克风，是一个无罪的麦克风。
So the good microphone represents the sinless microphone.
所以只有透过神，他是完全的圣洁，升到地上来的时候，才没有带着亚当的罪的那种遗传在里面。
So the through the birth of coming from the holy God who is sinless to be born into the earth that cannot be contaminated by the sin of Adam.
所以这一个神他没有任何的罪性的这个生命是没有任何的罪的。
So the life of Jesus that is sinless. It was totally sinless.
所以我们可以说他一方面要完全的圣洁无罪，一方面要跟我们一样像人，所以呢必须要借着童贞女圣灵直接的感孕而生，而且成为一个人。
So the virgin birth has to be done because the Jesus the life has to be totally sinless.
所以这个马槽里的这个婴孩的记号呢，它直接又是一个很大的一个神迹，告诉我们神亲自道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
So the manger of the sign of manger is an important sign for God to tell us that this is the birth of the Savior Jesus.
上帝常常用一些很神奇的神迹奇事啊，成为一个记号。
God used a lot of miracles to as signs.
有时候是印证一些事情，有时候是传达一些信息。
Sometimes it's just to confirm some truth. Sometimes it's to deliver some messages.
所以我们可以看到，当耶稣基督升天的时候以后呢，使徒们、门徒们到处去传福音。
So we read in the Bible that after Jesus' ascension to heaven, his disciples they went around preaching.
所以呢，圣经上面描写说，主就跟这些使徒、门徒们呢，这些传福音的人同工，用神迹奇事随着来证实所传的道。
So God told the disciples that He worked with them while they were preaching the good news to confirm that to confirm His word.
所以在我们的传福音的当中，或者我们经历神的当中，我们有时候也会经历神迹。
So sometimes when we will experience some miracles when we were preaching the good news.
这在传达一件信息：神与我们同在，而且神爱我们，他关心我们。
And God is to tell us that He is with us. He cares about us.
啊，我们的责任就是将一切荣耀就归给神。
And it's our responsibility to give all the glory to God.
所以我们知道啊，在去感恩节的时候，我们有很多家庭，我们一起到Lake Tahoe 去度假。
Several families from our church we went up to Lake Tahoe during Thanksgiving break.
是小组的一个outing 一个出游。
It was an outing from our cell, one of the cell groups.
所以有一天我们大家就到了一个山里面去，想要去找那个有雪的那个斜坡。今年雪很少，所以呢我们就到了一个斜坡那边，想要去玩雪。
So one morning we went out to look for some snow on the slopes on the side of the roads. There was not much snow this year.
所以我们在那边当然小朋友就玩也玩得很高兴，虽然雪不多，但是还是很好玩，所以大家在那边玩了好长一段时间。
So it was a lot of fun for the kids to sit there for quite a long time.
后来呢，要回家的时候呢，我们就发现呢，那个余文他们家张庭余文他们家的车钥匙掉了。
and when we were ready to go home, to head home, head back to the cabin, Ting and Amanda, they realized that they lost their car key.
所以我们大家就帮他们找钥匙。
So everybody was looking all over for them, looking for the car key for them.
我们在那边玩了已经可能好几个小时了。
We already had spent a lot of few hours sledding there.
然后那个钥匙那么小一个东西掉在雪地里面，那怎么去找？
And it was a small car key that it was very hard to find in the snow.
所以我们就在可能的地方几个点，我们就这样子分头大家在找。
So everybody scattered around in trying to look for the key in the different spots.
还把那个雪这样踢开来，看看有没有埋在雪里面，那一大片的雪。
And we always try to dig out the snow to see if we can find the key underneath.
就像海底捞针一样。
It's like looking for a needle in the sea.
非常非常的难，结果呢，找了，而且找越找越冷，那个天气很冷，大家在外面找这样子。
It was very hard, and it was getting very cold, and everybody was getting very tired.
找了大概有大半个小时。We
probably spent about half an hour looking for the key.
都找不到。
And couldn't find it.
然后呢，就开始想我们是不是要打电话给什么叫 AAA， 我们要打电话给什么来托啊，来干嘛？
So everybody started to think about alternatives. Maybe calling AAA to come to rescue us.
然后在那个外面的野地里面，实在是也不知道怎么去叫这些车子，都不知道有没有。We
didn't even know if the AAA was available in there.
然后我们就突然想到说，哎，我们应该可以祷告吧。And
all of a sudden, it came to us that we should start praying.
所以呢，我们大家就决定说，我们要祷告。
So we decided to pray.
然后呢，希望事情能够有顺利的解决。
And hopefully it will have a happy ending.
结果我们大家就围在一起，然后呢，在那边祷告。
So we gathered around in a circle and started to pray.
我们就宣告耶稣基督的权柄在掉钥匙的事情上面。
We declared that Jesus has the sovereignty in the lost key.
这是很重要的宣告。我发现啊，好几次特别的祷告就是宣告。 耶稣基督的权柄，事情呢，哎，就突然就有转变。This
is a very important declaration because I learned from the past that every time when we make the declaration over Jesus' authority, and things had turning around.
所以大家在那边祷告。So
we started to pray.
宣告耶稣的权柄。And
we proclaimed, we declared the authority of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。祷告完了。And
in Jesus' name we say Amen.
眼睛张开。We
open our eyes.
有一个白人走在那边，
and there's a Caucasian walking by，
手就指着那边，
and he pointed to that way，
那是谁的钥匙？
whose key is that？
我们大家吓一跳，
and everybody was startled，
我们眼睛张开，
Amen。 Right after we say Amen， we open our eyes，
有一个不认识的路人白人指着说那是谁的钥匙？
and a stranger just walking past and turned and pointed to the key for us。
原来早就有人看到那个钥匙，就把它摆在那个不知道是一棵树还是一个石头，反正一个上面。The
key was probably found from someone and tried to hang it on the tree.
每个人都在地下找，没有人在上面看。But
we were all looking down trying to find the key.
但是祷告完阿门，就有人告诉你那是你的 key。But
after we pray, after the prayers, we look up and somebody told us that here's the key you're looking for.
这叫做神迹。
This is called a miracle.
所以我们就把荣耀就归给神。So
we give the glory to God.
我们每一个人身上都有许许多多的神迹。There
are a lot of miracles happening to all of us.
我们说我们能够信主就是一个神迹。Just
by believing in Jesus, that was a miracle.
还有很多的时候是所谓超自然的那种物理没有办法解释的那种神迹，很多。And
there are a lot of supernatural things that happen we cannot even explained by any physics laws.
我盼望我能够用还有更多的时间能够分享，但是今天没有时间。I
wish I had the time to share with you all the testimonies.
所以我们这次讲到神迹，这是记号，包着布卧在马槽，那就是这个婴孩降生的代表救主的一个记号。So
we're talking about the sign of the manger, that a baby was wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger. That is the sign that a Savior has been born to you.
所以我们要看记号，这一个记号的第二层的意义。
And now we're looking at the second meaning of sign.
什么叫做一个记号呢？
What is a sign?
就是代表它是一个很容易让我们区分出来，跟其他的与众不同，一看就知道就是这个东西。
It's like a remarkable sign that is easily distinguished from any other things or man.
好像一个才生的一个 baby， 居然会放在一个槽，一个马槽，实际上。可能很多人说不是马槽，因为呢原文里面没有马那个字啊，可能是牛槽、驴槽，槽就是饲料的槽。
It's like a newborn baby was lying in a manger, but there's really not the word manger in the scripture. It's probably a stable for either horses, cows, or any other animals.
Donkey or cows.
Donkey.
Yeah, donkey or cows. The feeding trough. Yeah. 所以这是一个很奇怪的事情。
It's a very strange thing.
谁没事把自己生的 baby 放在那个槽里面呢？
Who would put a baby in a feeding trough?
所以当在野地天使向牧羊人显现的时候呢，这是一个很简单你们就可以认出来的事情。
So when the angels appeared to the shepherds in the field, and the angels was telling the shepherds, this is going to be a very, very special sign for you to know.
所以牧羊人他就这些牧羊人就去找，哎，很容易他就找到了，因为在这个巢里面的 baby， 这是很特别的事情，他就一下子在伯利恒里面就找到了。
So it was easy for the shepherds to find the baby.
所以这是一个很特别的一个记号。为什么生下来，我们的救主主生下来要生在马槽里面呢
？So why our Savior had to be born in a manger？
他生下来不是要做犹太人之王的吗
？Wasn't he born to be the king of the Israelite people？
王应该生在皇宫，不应该生在马槽里面。
And a king should be born in the palace, not in a manger.
我们一般的人，或者至少生在一个温暖的家里面。
Or at least should be born in the very warm house.
但是主他选择在马槽里面降生。
But the Lord chose to be born in a manger.
这是一个很特别、很特别的记号。
This is a very, very special sign.
不只是为了让牧羊人能够轻易认得出来的记号。
It was not only used to be a very remarkable sign for the shepherds to find the baby.
而且这是他在世33年半。受苦的记号。
It was also the sign, of Jesus suffering on the earth for 33 years.
我们今天天气很冷了，我们在这里好像都要发抖。
It's cold today here, so many of us we are maybe shivering.
我就想到说，那个小 baby 生下来，然后放在那个透风的那个马棚里面。
And when I come to think of baby Jesus, who was in the manger, a very drafty manger.
没有床铺，也没有那个 heater.
No windows and no heater.
刚生下来的 baby 呢？如果你我们现在的话，在医院的话，你知道那个生下来的 baby 是多温暖，多棒的照顾。
You know the newborn babies today, when they were born in the hospital, they were very specially cared.
大家知道说那个 baby 一生下来的时候，马上眼睛就点眼药。然后呢，身体就扒干净，然后马上就放在那个温暖的那个叫做什么红外线的，反正就是特别的那个温暖的箱子里面。
Like today, the babies when they were born in the hospitals, they would be given eye drops, they would be dried, and they would be kept warm under the light.
所以，耶稣基督他降生在马槽里面是一件非常受苦的一个标志。
But for the baby Jesus to be born in manger, that is a sign of suffering.
大家知道，在那个好像是 Santa Clara 还是哪里有一个教会啊，他每一年都有那个圣诞节的好像耶稣降生的一个剧演给大家看。
There's a church in Santa Clara County, and they every year they had this live performance of the Nativity walk through Bethlehem.
然后呢，在这当中到最后呢，会有那个被他们都在那个外面演，但室外。
It was like a live performance drama outdoors.
然后他们到最后呢 ，baby 生出来了。
And towards the end, the baby was born.
在一个棚子里面，透风的棚里面，然后小 baby.
It was like in a manger, a baby, Jesus was born.
然后我们就发现那个 baby 还不是假 baby 啊，是真 baby 啊。
And they used a real baby in the performance.
我就很好奇谁家的 baby。
I was always very curious whose baby was that.
每年可以这样呢
？Like every year they would find a baby to perform in that.
可能不止一个 baby， 因为过两年 baby 就不是 baby 了。
I think that would be not the same baby every year.
好些 baby 参与这个服事。
So a lot of babies they actually participated in this service in this ministry.
他的父母亲也很伟大，把自己的 baby 就让在外面吹风啊。
And I really admired their parents that they would allow their baby to perform in such a cold weather.
所以我们大看的都会心疼，但耶稣基督选择这样的降生。
Sometimes we even feel for the baby in the performance. So when we think of the baby Jesus that was born in the manger, that really touched my heart.
所以我们都知道说，耶稣基督他的服事在世上的服事是非常受苦，非常的牺牲。
We know the ministry of Jesus, the 33 years ministry, it was a lot of sufferings.
就从马槽开始，他就生长在木匠的这个家庭，然后呢，他的服事呢，到处的走，到处的走，然后吃也吃不好，睡也睡不好，而且常常背后有一堆人就看着他，要抓他的把柄。
So starting from being born in the manger, growing up in the carpenter's house, and preaching around, traveling around Judea. And oftentimes he did not get to sleep or he had no food to eat and he was betrayed by one of the disciples.
最后被门徒还出卖了，钉在十字架上。
He was betrayed by his disciples and nailed on the cross.
其实连他的生日都根本没有人知道。
No one even knew about his birthday.
大家知道我们今天说12月25号是耶稣基督的生日。
Today we celebrate Jesus' birth on December 25th.
其实我们不能说这是他的生日，我们只能说这是纪念他生日的日子。
We really cannot tell that this is the real birthday of Jesus. It's just the day that we commemorate his birth.
因为12月25号其实在很多人查考，很可能是罗马时代呢，罗马皇帝他想要大家好像定一个日子来拜太阳神，后来就定了12月25号。
According to a lot of studies, December 25th is probably the day that was decided by the Roman emperor to celebrate the sun god's birthday.
但是呢，基督徒他不想要拜这些太阳神。
And Christians, they didn't want to worship sun god.
他们想到说，耶稣基督比太阳还大，所以他们就用着那一天来纪念耶稣。
They think that Jesus was much bigger than sun god, so they decided to use the same day to celebrate Jesus' birth.
因为从这一天以后呢，白天越来越长了，黑夜越来越短。
Because starting from December 25th, the daytime started to increase.
就象征一个光明的一个未来，是耶稣基督借着他的降生。
So it represents the bright future by the birth of Jesus.
哇，所以这个 baby 降生在马槽里面，这样一个柔软的一个柔弱的一个 baby， 需要照顾的 baby， 却在马槽里面被生出来。
So like baby Jesus, such a tender baby, but was born in the manger.
他的结局是在十字架上。
And his ending was on the cross.
成为被杀的羔羊。
Become the slaughtered lamb.
所以我们可以说，马槽它是一个预兆，它是一个。好像影子，它直接指向的是十字架。
So we know that the manger actually is like a shadow that points to the cross.
所以当玛利亚跟约瑟他们带着 baby Jesus 到圣殿要献给神的时候
，So when Mary and Joseph they brought baby Jesus to the temple to dedicate to God，
就碰到一个人叫做西面。
They met a man whose name is Simeon.
迎着来，他就把耶稣基督抱起来。
Simeon was holding baby Jesus in his arms.
他就祷告赞美神。
And he started to pray and praising God.
然后他跟玛利亚说。
And he said to Mary,
你的心要被刺透。
A sword will also pierce your own soul.
因为这个孩子。
Because of this child.
你的心要被刀刺透。
Your heart will be pierced by a sword.
已经讲出来，就是这一生是一个受苦的一生。
Already, foretelling Mary that Jesus' life is going to be a life of suffering.
我们可以说，耶稣基督 它不只是受苦的，这个马槽是一个受苦的标志，而且这个马槽是一个放下的一个标志。
The sign of the manger is not only a sign of suffering, it's also a sign of giving up rights.
也就是放下他权柄，放下他尊荣的一个记号。
Giving up his authority, giving up his glory, his honor.
所以我们发现他在这传道的当中呢，他通常都是跟罪人、跟税吏、这跟这一些贫苦的在一起。
So we study his ministry. We realize that he spent a lot of time with the tax collectors, sinners.
而且他从来都不求从人来的荣耀。
And he never asked praises or honor from man.
他把自己交托给神。
He entrusted himself to God.
在腓立比书二章第六节到第八节。
In Philippians 2:6-8.
讲到他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强多的。强多就是抓着不放，好像我就是神，我就是神。不，他不以自己与神同等而为强多的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以他要示范给我们一个道理，让我们看见。
So he really remodeled a truth for us.
就是一个尊荣的神，一个至高无上的，拥有一切、创造一切、管理一切的这一位神，他愿意成为一个卑微的人来到世上。
This highest sovereign God, he was willing to become a man.
然后成为一个人呢，最后死在十字架上，最受最痛苦的一个待遇。
He not only became a man, he died on the cross to be humiliated.
所以他放下了自己的尊荣，放下了自己的权柄，放下了一切。
So he gave up all his authority, his power, his honor, and
从马槽开始，这就是他的一个放下的一个记号。
Starting from the manger, he gave up his right.
所以呢，当他放下了以后呢，神就为他就把他提到最至高的位置。彰显了他真正的荣耀。
So after he denied himself, God actually exalted him to the highest place.
所以在腓立比书二章八节啊，死在十字架上，没有停在那边，没有完。
So the story doesn't stop at Philippians 2:8 that he died on the cross.
接下来第九节开始讲，因此神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因他的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
因为他本来就是神，他本来就是尊荣、崇高的那一位。
Because he is God and he is the exalted one.
他走这一招来到人的世上，变成一个卑微的人，只是要让我们看见他是一个放下，他懂得怎么样来放下他自己，能够最后再回到他尊荣的一个地位。
He wanted to model before us that he became a man on the earth to be a lowly man and.That he, because he gave up all his rights, and then he can return to the heaven.
所以让我们每个人都看见，从耶稣基督降生在马槽的这个记号里面，我们都学到了这件事情。
So from the sign of the manger, the baby Jesus was born in the manger. We learn something from it.
我们是不是也应该放下
？Should we let go of our rights?
很多的时候，我们觉得我们应该有这个权柄，我们应该能够，我们应该要享受这样，我们应该，我回家以后呢，所有的孩子就应该要乖，我回家以后呢，就应该要被服侍，我应该，我们有很多很多的应该，我们有很多很多的觉得我的权利，但是神告诉我们，我们都应该要放下。
A lot of times we think that we deserve a lot of rights, that when I come home, the children should be obedient, and God is trying to teach us that we should give up our rights.
因为这是耶稣基督教导我们，用他的生命来教导我们的事情。
Because Jesus, using his own life to teach us this truth.
所以我们可以说，马槽是一个记号。这一件事情呢，代表的耶稣基督是一个受苦仆人的一个记号。
So we can take the sign of the manger to be the sign of Jesus suffering to be a servant.
记号的第三层的意思，代表的是一个纪念，好像是一个纪念品，或者是一件值得纪念的一个看得见的一种纪念性的一个东西。
The third meaning of sign here is for, it's like to remembrance, something for us to remember.
好像我们去哪里玩了以后，我们会买一个马克杯啊，那个 mug 的，或者是什么，就是代表我去过这里。一个看到它，你就不会忘记这件事情。
It's like if we go visit somewhere and we will buy some souvenir, like a mug that will remind us of the place that we have visited.
所以记号这两个字在中文圣经里面呢，有时候被用来当做做一个纪念，不忘，让我们永远不要忘。
So the word of sign in the Bible sometimes is used in used as the meaning of remembrance to remind us of something that we will never forget.
我们来看生命记第十一章第十八节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy 11:18.
好，他讲到你们要将我这话存在心内，留在意中，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead.
戴在手上为记号。
You wear them on your hands as symbols.
所以以色列人呢，真的就是真真实实的抓着这个话表面字面的意思，真的去做。
So the Israelites, they actually take the literal meaning of it.
他们就把经文放在一个小盒子里面，就真的系在他的手上，戴在他的额上，成为他们敬畏神的记号。
They would put the scriptures in the little box and wear them on their wrist or put them on their forehead as a symbol of the fear of the Lord.
表示这件事情，神的话语我永远不要忘记，我把它做一个记号在我的身上。
And to them that means that I will never forget God's word and put them in my heart.
同样的，这个字记号这个字也发生在当挪亚洪水之后呢，神用一个彩虹来显现跟挪亚立约的记号。
The word sign was used in the same passage in Genesis when God put a rainbow in the sky after the flood. He put it as a sign of covenant that he made with Noah.
他说我把虹放在云彩中，这就可以作为我与地立约的记号。
God said that this is the sign of the covenant that I make with you and your with every living creature.
所以当我们每一次看到有彩虹的时候，实际上那是一个纪念品，好像是一个 souvenir, 一个让我们知道说哦，有这件事情。
So every time when I look at the rainbow, that reminds me that it's the sign. It's like a souvenir to me.
什么样的记号呢？就是神不再用洪水来毁灭世界，立了这个约。
What kind of covenant that's reminded me of? That is God's promise that he will never flood the whole earth.
所以当神这样宣告的时候，寒暑架设装这些冬夏就永不止息的在四周的运行。
So after God made that covenant, the four seasons would never stop.
这是用彩虹做一个记号。
And that is the sign of the rainbow.
我们今天看见马槽就是神给我们的一个记号。
Today we look at the manger. That is the sign for us.
不只是耶稣基督降生的地方，它更是耶稣基督受死、最后受苦、最后受死的一个记号。
It was not only the place where baby Jesus was born. It was the place where Jesus was nailed on the cross and die on the cross.
所以他这样做的时候，就是让我们学习把这件事情记在我们的心上。
So this is to remind us that we have to hide this in our heart to remember it.
成为我们每一个人生命性情的一个部分。
It has to become the message of our life.
就是能够效法耶稣基督的脚踪而行。
To follow Jesus' step.
成为愿意受苦甚至牺牲，能够放下。
to be willing to follow Jesus' step to sacrifice, to give up our rights, and to suffer.
所以我们在世上有许许多多的苦难或者不如意的事情。
There are a lot of sufferings, hardship in our life.
但是当我们想到马槽
But when we think of the manger,
我们就应该得到一些安慰跟启示。
We should be enlightened and we should be revealed the truth.
但愿在今天的这个圣诞节里面，马槽是耶稣基督降生的记号。
I'm hoping that the sign of the manger is the sign of Jesus' birth today.
也成为我们每一个人生命的一个记号。
It will become a sign of everybody's life here.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，因为在2000多年前，你将耶稣基督赐给了我们，成为我们的救主。主啊，这是一个神亲自来到世上的一件伟大的一个救赎。伟大的一个恩典，在2000多年前已经成就了。主啊，我们今天站在这里，我们每个人都是蒙恩的人。我们在你的面前，我们都可以有这样子的恩典，救恩临到。我们要来赞美你的名，主啊！不只是这样，你让我们也看见哦，在马槽是一个受苦受死的记号，让我们每一个人，我们就有这样子的生命性情，成为我们的记号，可以在各处各到各处就能彰显。这样子的生命，让荣耀颂赞就能够归给做宝座的父神。我们把这一切的荣耀都归给你，主啊，你也带领我们能够在这个圣诞节里面，我们有更深更深的学习。我们谢谢主带领我们，我们感谢祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。好，我们来唱小伯利恒。